Do you ever find yourself in a situation where you're asking yourself, who the hell are you? Like, not what's the name of my driver's license, you didn't get amnesia, but you find yourself in a situation that is so foreign, or you yourself are behaving in such a way that is contrary to the core of who you are, or just off enough that you have to stop and go, whoa, who is this person that I am? Who have I become? This is not me. Some people don't ever have to ask themselves that question. They're very self-aware and, you know, or they're not deep enough to ask that question. Sometimes I envy people that aren't deep enough to ask that question. But I forgot who I was for a while. It happens every now and again for different reasons. This time it was for the silliest reason. It was all because of a boy. Well, a man. But I was getting so insecure and so neurotic that for a hot minute I totally forgot who I was. I was getting so worried over what this one person thought and where this connection was going that I became everything that annoys the fuck out of me. For like a solid week, I became whiny and needy and, oh, just, and scared and small and so worried about what this person was going to think of me. So worried that what I was starting to feel was not being reciprocated. And it dawned on me that it doesn't matter if it's reciprocated, because its existence isn't dependent upon reciprocation. And I think that's where so many of us get confused. We get so focused on the, is the emotion that I'm putting out towards this other person being met with complete and total reciprocity? When chances are, no matter how much you like someone, it rarely is met with 100% reciprocity. It just, human beings don't work like that. You give of yourself as much as you can when you can. Some days that is greater, some days that is lesser. And you kind of hope in the end that it all balances out. Love, friendship, companionship, it's really all this, you know, ebb and flow tide that you just gotta learn to work within. It is rarely a completely even scale at any time. And I think I just got so scared and insecure for a few minutes, and I became someone that I was not proud to be. And thank the gods for my master for being in my life, because he reminded me of my worth. He reminded me of who I am at my core. He reminded me that it doesn't matter what anyone thinks about me or feels about me, because between him and my alpha, I have a very sound and stable and steady foundation of trust, love, and acceptance. And while it is a process to learn from that foundation to love and trust and accept myself, that really is all that I need. So if I care about someone more than they care about me, it doesn't matter. It only matters that I care about myself. And I think that's something that so many of us forget. And I know my depression was bad enough for a while that I wasn't caring for myself at all. I had to go to the dentist today. And oh my God. Oh, first off, I have terrible dental phobia. I was in braces for 10 years, 10 whole years of my childhood. Like from age 8 to 18, I shit you not. And it was a horror show. So metal things poking in my mouth. Let's just say I cannot enter the dentist's office sober, because I won't enter the dentist's office sober. I will turn right around and walk out. So, after many anti-anxiety medications, I was starting to realize that I wasn't, I put off going to the dentist, one, because I was afraid of it, but two, because it was a self-care thing. And I wasn't loving myself enough to do basic self-care, like go to the dentist. And, you know, I think that that stems from, you know, having these moments where I just don't love myself. Because if I loved myself, I would take care of myself better. So when I'm feeling like that, knowing that I have people in my life that do love me unconditionally to remind me, hey, I am a strong, powerful human being. I'm obviously a hungry human being because, as per usual, I totally haven't eaten anything because recording seemed more important at the time. So, but as I was saying, you know, it's when things get hard, that's when I'm always so very fortunate that I have people in my life to remind me. You know, I am not the sort of person that I'm not the sort of person that lets other people make decisions for me or tells me how to be or how to feel. And I'm certainly not about to start now. And while I love to play cute and sweet and submissive in the bedroom, I'm a motherfucking lioness outside of it and everywhere else. And when I want something, I go after it. And I guess it's just up to that something, whether or not it's going to run or be caught. But I have to quit acting like some submissive bunny rabbit all the time, because I'm not. And I love that about myself, that I'm not something that's going to be pigeonholed into a single label. I am so many things. We all are so many things. And while labels help us define what we are and give us a sense of identity, it's important to remember that we are all so many things, capable of so many things. And while, yes, the feelings of others in regards to us offer us a reflection on ourselves, so we do care how people feel about us, we have to remember we can't control that, but we can control how we feel about ourselves, and loving ourselves is the first step to truly being happy and finding that companionship love that you're looking for. Because as I jokingly say to more than one person, but I do mean it 100%, is if you are a fan of RuPaul's Drag Race, if you cannot love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else? And I would say get an amen, but that would be stealing a copyrighted line, so I'm not going to do that. But you get the idea. And for me, self-love and remembering who I am, what I am, what I am for, all starts back with my sensuality, my body, my sex. Taking time to just lovingly touch my skin, to feel the warmth under my fingertips, to take note of the softness or the roughness depending on where I'm touching, accepting every imperfection as being part of the canvas that makes me me. Every fine line, scar, freckle, it's all just part of the perfectly imperfect canvas that makes up me. The body I am wearing today, the clothing I have chosen for this lifetime. And it's important that I get in touch and understand and appreciate and even learn to love this canvas, this conveyance of my spirit. Because once you love this, and then you can start loving all of the things inside that make you you, and then you can offer that love, that affection, that self-worth to others freely, because you'll have it to spare. And that's something we all need to work on and learn and grow with. So I want you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out. Feel grounded in that skin you're in. Take the time to really touch it. Get naked if you aren't already. be grateful for the you that you are. And please ignore the noises that my stomach are making because I have chosen not to eat. So I am probably should not be giving advice on how to take care of your own body when I'm obviously not taking care of mine. But that is neither here nor there at this moment. Once you start touching the places on your body that really just start to bring you pleasure, whether it's your lips, your cheek, your throat, your nipples, I know you're thinking about wanting to touch between your legs already, but not yet. Take a second to tease yourself. To get that body all nice and warmed up. Take a second to say hello. Even as you start to feel a little bit of a shift in your pulse, I want you just to breathe right through it. This shape, this vessel, this sleeve, it goes through a lot every day, and the contents of it far more. Just take all of that stress and tension that you have been building up all week, all of the things you wish you'd said, wish you'd done, all of the things that you did that went wrong, all of the things that have been stressing you out, just take them all up, roll them up in a big mental ball. Just toss them away from you and find that place where you can just breathe and then slowly start touching yourself. Slowly start playing with yourself the way you really want to. For me, the quickest way to find myself again, if I feel lost and adrift and asking who the fuck am I, then I need to take a moment to really love myself again. This is where I have to come back to, centering myself by just laying back naked in bed, letting one little digit stroke my clit lightly back and forth, back and forth. Even as my pulse quickens, I can feel myself settling into my flesh. feel the lips of my pussy getting wetter. They're probably glistening. I can feel the moisture gathering between my pussy lips and starting to trickle down. Down the crack of my ass into the mat beneath me on the bed. I never play without a mat anymore. It's too messy. All the squirting that I tend to do. And even as I think about that, my pussy starts slowly opening and closing, as if begging to be filled. But I'm not going to fill it. So it's going to open and close and beg. All for nothing, while I just continue to flick one single fingertip back and forth over my stiff, slippery little clit. It feels so good. Oh, it feels so very good. Oh, I can feel the rush of adrenaline in my veins. Oh, I can feel the spasming deep inside my pussy. As my orgasm gets closer and closer, my cunt just yearns for a cock buried inside of it. But it's not going to get that. No, it's not. No matter how bad it wants it. Not right now. Not yet. Instead, I'm just going to stay in the moment. Let my spirit settle deep into my bones and feel every single motion of my finger against my clit. Really, truly, deeply feel it. Naked, dripping, my pussy caped open, fingering my clit, my back arched, my breast. Pointing towards the ceiling, begging to be touched. It's only when I'm like this that I feel I am truly myself. Because this is what I was made for. This is who I am. And I do love who I am. Even
she is a naughty, filthy, whorish little slut. Other people feel ashamed, but not me. I feel absolutely no shame whatsoever. I am the woman who will devour your cock greedily while I stare up at you deep into your eyes, letting you know. At first, I'm going to swallow your cock, and then I'm going to fuck you until you can't move anymore. Even if you tie me down, I am going to give you the fucking of your life. Is who I am. There have been very few people that have been brave enough to sail these particular waters. And I used to be ashamed of that, but I'm not anymore. Because it tells me the few people that have hung in there long enough, who've been brave enough to put up with me at my best and at my worst, they made me realize that I'm fucking amazing. So, those that have the courage to, pun intended, weather my storms. You might one day be lucky enough to be buried balls deep inside this pussy. But only because I allow it. Because I love myself, so I only let the best in. So if you've caught my carnal attention, consider yourself fucking blessed. Because if you do let me, I am going to turn your world inside out in all the best ways if you let me. Please let me. Feel myself, to meditate and bring myself back to the core of me. Then I realize the real me is fire, passion, desire, lust. Need, but a need that isn't dependent on other people. It's a need to give, a need to serve, but not at the cost of myself. I don't know how I could have forgotten who I was. But touching myself right now feels so good to remember. So I just need to remember to come back here, touch myself, find my center, remind myself the opinions of other people do not fucking matter. Why? Because I can do this to myself. No, because the only thing I can control is me. My body and how I react to the world. And everything is better after an orgasm. I am learning to take time being grateful for what is and not for what could be or how I would make it. So, now I'm just very grateful to be in my own skin, aware that the people in my life who know who I am, who love me, are a gift, and anyone who runs away from me because they are scared of how bright I burn. You know what? Not my problem. That is not a failing on my part. And I need to remember that. Say it with me. I am my genuine, authentic self, and that is in any way, shape, or form something that makes someone run away or leave. That is on them, not on me. I cannot be anything other than my genuine, authentic self. Because it would be wrong and dishonest to be anything other than that. I can only be me. I can only offer up who I am and what I feel
and what I think to be accepted or not. Beyond that, I have no control. That is something I have to work on. But when things feel out of my control, that's when I need to come back here, get naked, and touch myself, and breathe, love the body I'm in, appreciate what a sexy, sexy beast I am. And yes, damn it, I expect you to say that too. Appreciate what a sexy, sexy beast you are, as you are. Smile, stretch, feel how good it feels to be in your skin, especially when you're kind of horny. Now, here's what we're gonna do. We are going to get our favorite toy, and we're just gonna let it go and just come. Just come because it feels good. Come because it feels right. Come because you are your most real, authentic self. When your eyes roll back in your head, your tongue is hanging out, and you have an ahigao face that would make Japanime girls cringe. So, let's do it, shall we? All right, now, I hope you have a toy handy. I don't care what it is, just something that makes you feel good, something that is guaranteed to make you come. And then I want us just to play together, you and I. I want you just to close your eyes. Do whatever feels best and natural and right. Touch your body how you need to. You have to be better at remembering that I'm not only a submissive. I'm not only there to smile and wait for people to tell me what to do and how to be. I am a fucking lioness. I do have claws. And sometimes I just decide how it's going to be. What are your traits, the ones that you're most proud of, but sometimes people say are your negative traits? You know, like for me, it's I'm passionate. I'm passionate about everything. I feel intensely all the fucking time. I cry at movies. I cry at commercials. When I like somebody, I really fucking like somebody. When I love somebody, heaven help you. I will tell you all the time, constantly. I will send you love poems. I will write you sonnets. I will send you romantic songs daily. I am a lot. Some people love that. Some people are terrified by that. But it's me. And I love me, and I love that about myself, and if someone doesn't love that about me, well, fuck them. They don't need me. I'm not for them, then. And that's something I have to remember. So what are your positive, negative traits? Because we all have them. Embrace them.
imagine just wrapping your arms around that tree. Just go, you know what? Yeah, so you can be difficult sometimes. You can frustrate people sometimes, but you know what? You make me fucking awesome sometimes too. My intensity, my passion, my over-the-top drama sometimes, all of that, yeah, it can be bad. It can make me hard to be around, but you know what? It also makes me amazing to be around. It makes me the person you call when you need someone to fight by your side. It makes me the person you call when you need a shoulder to cry on. It makes me the person you call when you need advice, even when you know it's gonna be advice you don't fucking want to hear, because I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. And some people say that makes me a bitch. And maybe it does. But you know what? I love my little bitchy self. And when I make these audio recordings, when I talk to people and get to know them, I am offering up my little bitchy self just how it is. Unvarnished, unedited, unpolished. Because I think there are people out there that can relate. That will connect with me and what I'm saying. And then when we both do this together, when we touch ourselves, when we meditate and masturbate at the same time, we are forging a bond that makes us both healthier and freer, and can send that up to the giant community collective of ley lines and energy and stuff in the universe, and I don't know, hopefully weave a magic tapestry of love and happiness. Fuck, I turned into a hippie there for a minute. I don't know about you, but I think I need to turn my toy up a bit. Because I think I am way, way too fucking coherent at the moment, don't you think? I think I need to turn this little clit stimulator all the way up. Because I need to just let it all go. To let my body do what it does best. Just helping me turn out all the thoughts in my brain. What I need to be. Brainless slut. So turned on I can barely think. Can barely talk. Oh god, yeah. Pussy feels so good. I love that I can do this. I love that my body all can do this for me. That it can make my brain shut off, make me so stupid but so fucking horny, so fucking needy for oh my cum. So fucking needy to cum. I need to cum. I need to. Oh. I still can't really think. Oh, I squirted everywhere. Oh, my thighs, oh, my pussy are all so wet. Oh, even the toy is all soaking wet. Whole bunch of my juices just squirt out of it all down my pussy. I hope you were able to come too. I honestly don't know what this audio is or was, like a meditation. I don't know, sex positive, body positive, self positive. Fuck if I know. Either way. I hope you had a good cum. I certainly did. Goddess knows I needed it. Whew. In summation, I've been just all in my head about my love life recently, and I kind of sort of forgot I'm a goddess. So I hope if you're listening to this, God or goddess, man, I hope you remember that you are too. You know, even if you feel like the most unworthy piece of shit out there. Seriously, just take the time to really appreciate your body and you can be, you really are a god or a goddess, truly. You know, you just need to find, you need to find that thing that makes you you, and instead of blaming it or finding it negative about yourself, embracing it, loving it, cuddling it up tight. Because you're awesome. Now I just gotta keep working on practicing what I preach. I hope everybody's feeling good.